Pan Macmillan India presents The Business of Life 101 Answers to Tough Questions by Vaibhav Malu. Read by Vijayan Menon.
Preface. When one has free time, one has a chance to ponder and deliberate. However, with technological advances and our growing addiction to our phones, while food for thought has increased manifold, free time has terribly reduced. When I was growing up, things were less digital and slower. But for the subsequent generations, things have drastically changed. They have to constantly advance and be at the top of their game. Children today also need to be taught differently, involving the frequent help of technology. I'm a thinker, and I'm often found reading and writing on flights and in coffee shops. You can find me driving around in Mumbai gathering my thoughts. I got the idea of writing this book on one such long drive.
This book has given me the opportunity to put my views across to you, the listener, in the hope that you might find something useful within its pages.
The book comprises essays on various topics that are of interest to ordinary people like me, who are either confused about what they should believe in or how they should think structurally about their beliefs. The human mind tends to wander and ponder, and I have penned my thoughts in the hope of finding and sharing the answers to a range of questions. My views may differ from the readers on various subjects, and that variety is the beauty of life. It signifies the richness of everyone's experiences. While I have tried to be as blunt as possible in today's climate of strict checks on radicalism, and I think I'm a political centrist, I hope my views don't offend anyone. Please bear in mind that the views expressed here are personal and in no way reflect the views of any entity affiliated with me. Freedom of speech and expression is a fundamental right in India, and I believe it should be a basic human right everywhere. I think authoritarianism is soon coming to an end globally, and people's voices are finally being heard, enabling them to grow and prosper without fear, to rise above the mundane, and hope for a free future for their children and grandchildren. I'm simply a small part of this global crowd. I hope this book finds you in good stead and you enjoy listening to it.
Part 1. Business.
Chapter 1. Why do governments facilitate business growth? As someone from a business family, I was taught the ropes of the trade by my family from an early age. During my formative years, dinner table discussions came with opportunities to learn the basics. An avid reader and observer, I believe that there is nothing like practical knowledge. Not even B-schools and degree courses can teach one the basics of business. It boils down to common sense and application. Every large business, when broken down, is the same. Take the computer hardware business, for example. It requires procuring microchips, durable plastic, insulated wires, plugs, mobile applications, software licenses, and so many other things. Can you imagine the boost Apple Inc. must have given to businesses manufacturing these parts across the world? Then imagine the accessories that each Apple computer comes with. Covers, chargers, power packs, add-ons, the list is long. A $1 trillion market capitalization creates many a billion. $1 trillion doesn't seem like an impossibly high figure anymore. Global oil companies, mining giants, and big tech, including Microsoft, Facebook, Google, and Berkshire Hathaway, have all upped their game in a bid to reach the new milestone, the $1 trillion mark. No matter what the leadership says, I can assure you most of them do care about their company's stock prices. The stock exchanges have given a new impetus to many companies. Keeping in mind the fact that every company has an equal